It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Chile, rescue crews and military forces are searching for victims today, clearing rubble, getting food and water to hundreds of thousands of people, and keeping order. In many areas after last Saturday's earthquake, there's been looting. The southern city of Concepcion was one of the hardest hit by the quake, and many people have broken into shops, some for basic necessities, others for anything from alcohol to television. Reporter Annie Murphy has the story.
For the first time in her life, 60-year-old Elizabeth Alarcón took some things from a supermarket without paying.
Bueno, baños para mi guagua, para mi nieta.
Elizabeth was part of a group that broke into a market in Concepción, Chile, in the aftermath of Saturday's earthquake. Elizabeth says she took diapers and milk for her granddaughter. She even had to crawl and scramble over other people to get them. Elizabeth says that people like her are taking out of necessity and doesn't believe that this is stealing. Though some buildings here have been ruined by the earthquake, including a 15-story apartment building toppled in Concepción, relatively few structures were completely destroyed. But ocean surges swept away entire towns, tens of thousands of people are still unaccounted for, and basics like food and water have been slow to arrive. Near where Elizabeth broke into the supermarket, another group of people tried to break into a convenience store. The site is becoming commonplace in Concepcion and surrounding areas, like the port of Talcahuano, where the ocean entered about half a mile inland, leaving the town under a layer of mud, trash, dead animals, and battered fishing boats. Freddy Valdivieso is camped out in front of his glass store. He saw the other side of the looting. Although Freddy lost all his stock in the quake, he says that some looters are looking for a lot more than diapers. He says several groups tried to break in and steal machinery.
The earthquake was pretty bad, but it wasn't the worst. The worst has been the vandalism and the ineptitude of the authorities, from the president down to the bottom. They waited 2 days to do anything.
On Sunday, over 1,000 troops were deployed in the area around Concepcion, and they've been enforcing strict curfews. On Monday, the situation intensified when a supermarket was set on fire. That evening, public officials expected the worst, and there were skirmishes across the city. But many people are just staying in their homes and already trying to put their lives in order. Linguist Constanza Gerdi is cleaning up plates that were smashed in the quake. As a child, she was in the largest earthquake ever recorded in 1960 in the city of Valdivia, a few hours south from Concepcion. She says earthquakes are well known here.
It's a very special sensation. You feel that you have been at the end of something and then you're coming back. It's like, it's not like feeling that you're close to death. I don't mean that, but it's close to something enormous. And then you're coming back.
How would you, if you were going to choose one word to describe Concepcion right now, what would it be?
Desolation.
But she says there have been bright spots during the past few days. Downstairs, Constanza's neighbors have been helping each other out, and they're spending the curfew together. A few are tidying up, and others are making tea over an open fire. They share what remains of their food, hard-boiled eggs, a basket of fresh tomatoes. There's a spirit of solidarity and uncertainty, as Constanza's neighbor, Jose Leiva, points out.
La posibilidad de que eso se recupere en un corto plazo es bastante difícil.
The possibility of this being sorted out soon is quite doubtful.
Government officials arrived in Concepcion early this morning, and aid was finally starting to be distributed. But Concepcion has a long way to go. Strong aftershocks are still rippling through the city. Rescue crews will continue putting out the supermarket fire and drilling tunnels into the apartment building that fell, hoping to find survivors inside. Meanwhile, citizens eagerly await the government assistance that's been so slow in arriving. From Concepcion, Chile, this is Annie Murphy for NPR News.